Okay, we find ourselves in Parashat Tetzaveh. We're going to learn a piece in the Kedushat Levi, Rav Levi Yitzchak from Barditchev. It's a very special piece. It's a piece that could be understood on a few different levels. And we're going to understand it on a few different levels tonight. One on a very on the surface level, which it could be that's the pshat that he really is saying. And the other, maybe a deeper pshat in his words. It may be what he's saying, it may not be what he's saying, I don't know. But even if it's not what he's saying, it's my own pshat, it's my own chidush, which I hope is true. And maybe it could help us understand the parasha on a deeper level. And it may have implications in our Avodat Hashem as well. So, all the way at the end of Parashat Tetzaveh, which I did not get up to in Shnai Mikra, obviously, not yet, we find the commandment to erect a Mizbech Ketoret, Mizbech HaKetoret. Mizbech HaKetoret is the Mizbech that, what was brought on it? The Ketoret. What was the Ketoret?
Spices.
Achadasar Samanim, the 11 spices that were brought. Count with your fingers, yeah, right hands. That was brought on this mizbeach on a daily basis. Very good. The Ramban asks the question. The Ramban, it's not on the sheet over here, but the Ramban asks very famous question. Why does the parasha introduce this one of the kelim in the Mishkan, namely the Mizbech HaKetoret? Why is it introduced in this week's parasha? It does not belong here. It belongs in last week's parasha when it discussed the menorah, which was right next to, when it discussed the other kelim in the Mishkan. This parasha, for the most part, discusses the Bigdei Kehuna, for the most part, right? For the most part, it's because of Bigdei Kehuna in the beginning of the Shemen Zayit Zach, right? The oil. But for the most part, Bigdei Kehuna in last week's parasha discusses the different kelim of the Mikdash, and of course the kelim that the Mizbech HaKetoret were right next to in the Mishkan. Why is it then that this kli in the Bet HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, is only introduced all the way at the end of this week's parasha, Parashat Tetzaveh? It should have been introduced in Parashat Terumah. So the Ramban himself offers an answer. We're not going to go into the Ramban's answer. We're going to take a stab at the Kedushat Levi's answer. But I want to introduce the Kedushat Levi's words with a small introduction that would enable us to understand the Kedushat Levi on a deeper level and really, really appreciate his words. So let's begin with another place that we find the Ketoret brought up in the Torah. And that is, you know what? Let's do it like this. I'm sorry. Let's do it like this. Let's explain the Kedushat Levi's answer first, and then we're going to go back and understand it on a deeper level. I think that would be better. So the Kedushat Levi, he brings down this question of the Ramban as to why the Mizbech HaKetoret is brought at the end of this week's parasha, and then he offers an answer. What's his answer? You guys could jump all the way to the last source on the sheet. The Kedushat Levi is Kedushat Levi Parashat Tetzaveh, the last piece on the parasha. And he says, Makshe HaRamban Zal. The Ramban asks a question. Lama Katav Ma'aseh Mizbeach Kan. Why does the Torah introduce the creation of the Mizbech HaKetoret over here at the end of Tetzaveh? Halo b'Parashat Terumah, Sham Mikoma. Where is its place in Parashat Terumah? That's where it belongs. So the Ramban gives an answer, but the Kedushat Levi offers his own answer. Listen to this. V'hanira, and it seems that this is the answer. Ki kan siva kadosh baruch hu la'asot et Aaron Kohen Gadol. Because over here in this week's parasha, Hashem commanded that Aaron Kohen should become what? The Kohen Gadol. It was the inauguration of the Kohen Gadol. All the Bigdei Kehuna were introduced in this week's parasha. This was the parasha of Aaron HaKohen. V'la'asot lo Bigdei Kodesh, Bigdei Kehuna, and Hashem commanded to make for Aaron HaKohen Bigdei Kodesh, the holy Bigadim, the Bigdei Kehuna. V'shema chas v'shalom, and maybe yeh kitrug al zeh. Maybe there will be some sort of prosecutor on this inyan, on this concept that Aaron HaKohen was inaugurated as the Kohen. Kasher haya besof machloket Korach, al kuna shel Aaron. Just like we found where? By the Masev Korach. That Korach, what did he do? He was the one who spoke out against what? Against Aaron being the Kohen Gadol. He said, why is he any better than me? I'm also from Shevet Levi. I'm also as great as him. Why am I not the Kohen? But what was the answer over there? How was it decided? How was it determined that Aaron Kohen was the correct person, was the correct one for the job? How was it determined that Aaron Kohen was the chosen one to be the Kohen Gadol? Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Lekach tziva Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore Hashem commanded. Achar shenimshach Aaron mekuna. After Aaron Kohen was anointed the Kohen Gadol, what did Hashem say? La'asot mizbach ketoret, miktar ketoret. Hashem said what? Make a mizbach of ketoret. Ve'al yidei ha-ketoret, and through the ketoret, just like you said, Nadav, just through the ketoret, huvrar, it's going to be determined, what? Ki zeh ha-tzivui me'akadosh baruch hu, this is the commandment of Hashem, she'aron yeh kohen gadol. Kohen gadol. Kasher haya be'emet besof machloket korach be'ketoret. Just the same way it was by the story of Korach. The same way by Korach, there were people outspoken against Aaron HaKohen. They're saying that he should not be the Kohen Gadol. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know how we're going to determine who should be the Kohen Gadol? Through the Ketoret. Korach's party and Moshe and Aaron's party should each offer Ketoret, and whichever one HaKadosh Baruch Hu burns is the chosen person, right? And what happened was Aaron was a chosen person. So it was determined that Aaron HaKohen was a chosen person through what? Ketoret. Right? Therefore, in this week's parasha, when it discusses the Bigdei Kohuna and the anointment of Aaron HaKohen, so that no one should be outspoken and speak out and say, wait, why is Aaron HaKohen being anointed as a Kohen Gadol? So that shouldn't happen. We have introduced in this week's parasha the Ketoret. This happened before Korach. But we see from Korach what? We see from Korach that the Ketoret was used as something that determined that Aaron HaKohen was the true Kohen Gadol, right? And the same way it was used over there to determine that, so too it was used over here. Right? Understood? That's the Kedushat Levi on a very simple level. Now, we could close the Sefer at this point. Right now, we could close the Sefer and go home. But there's one question that bothers me. And this could very well be what the Kedushat Levi is saying. Because the Rav Levi Yitzchak, Toyagen Alenu, he wrote his Sefer on many different levels. He wrote his Sefer on deep levels. He wrote his Sefer on simple levels, Kabbalistic levels. This could very well be a piece that he wrote on a very simple level. And it could be that you know, this is exactly what he meant, and this is how we understood it. So, up until this point, you guys can say, very comfortably, maybe, that we just went through a beautiful piece in the Kedushat Levi. Beautiful. But there's one question that bothered me most. And it's not really about the Kedushat Levi over here, it's about the Maaseh of Korach. And that question is, in what way was the Ketoret used to determine that Aaron HaKohen was the chosen person? Why was the Ketoret used for that? Why not a Korban bringing an animal? Both of them would bring an animal and whichever one, I don't know what. You can make up examples from today till tomorrow. It specifically had to be that through the Ketoret, it was determined who the right Kohen Gadol was. Why? Why? And that question bothered me. Okay, but again, if Korach was the true Kohen Gadol, then his Ketoret would have been burned. Understand? There must be something unique about the Ketoret that meshes with Aaron HaKohen. What is it? And through that Ketoret, it's understood that Aaron HaKohen is the right one. Not Korach. Aaron HaKohen is the right one. What is it about that Ketoret? So that's what I want to discuss tonight. Maybe this is what the Kedushat Levi is. Maybe this is what he's saying. And if it's not what he's saying, it's a chidush that I came up with. Take it or leave it. Let's discuss it. So let's start with the second one on the page. Let's go through the pasuk over there that introduces the inyan of Ketoret by Korach. The pasuk says Zotasu. After the whole machloket Korach They got up and they said, what's going on? Moshe and Aaron, who are they? They're taking over our nation. What's going on? So what happened in the Pasuk? Zotasu. This is what you should do. Right? So the commandment was that what? That Korach and his whole nation should take machtot, pants. Utnu vahen ish. And put it in fire. Vesima lahen, what? Ketoret. Lifnei Hashem machar v'aya ish asher yivchar Hashem hu hakadosh. And the one that, the chosen one, the one, the ketoret that Hashem will choose, hu hakadosh. He is the one who's supposed to be the Kohen. Fine. So let's learn a little bit about ketoret and what ketoret means. The Gemara in Masechet Kritut is a famous Gemara. Says like this, is the next one on the sheet. Amar Rabbi Chana bar Bizna Amar Rabbi Shimon Chasida. Kol ta'anit she'en ba miposhei Yisrael eina ta'anit. Every single fast that you don't have participants that are poshim, that are sinners. What? Sinners, poshim, right? Poshei Yisrael, the sinners of Israel. Any fast that does not include sinners, it's not a fast. It's not a fast. That fast will not be successful. Interesting. You would think the opposite. You would think that a fast with sinners is not going to be acceptable. Rather, a fast without sinners is the holiest thing.
We need someone to chozer b'tshuvah. If everyone's
not chozer b'tshuvah, a sinner.
No, but we need someone who's like getting onto a higher level. If we have all big rabbanim fasting, then it's like you know what I'm saying, they're going from the super high level to super high level. Like, rather, a sinner is all the way at the bottom is getting somewhere. For a big rabbanim, it's like, so
the benefit is only for the sinner. That's what you're saying.
It's not nearly as big as it is for the sinner. At least in one aspect.
Okay. But Gemara says something more than what you're saying. It takes what you're saying on a deeper level. And it says like this. Sheharei chelbena rechara. Chelbena, let's go through the samanim. Atzori v'atziporin v'ha chelbena. Okay? Chelbena is one of the 11 spices. It's a very, very, very bad smelling spice. Very bad smelling spice. Chelbena rechara. It's a very bad smell. Umana katuv im samaneh katoret. And what happened was that the pasuk counted it with all the other spices. Right? So we see the 11 spices. One of the 11 spices is a very bad smelling one. So what's the Gemara telling us? That the same way by the 11 spices, im chiser achat mikol samaneh, what? If you missed one of the spices, chayav mita, the kohen chasav shalom was chayav mita. You cannot miss, you cannot leave out one of the spices. And one of the spices was a very bad smelling spice. So too, by what? So too, by a ta'anit, by a fast, you must have a chelbana in the crowd. You must have someone who's rechol ra, so a bad smelling person, a poshei Israel. You must have them. Why? Because if you leave them out of your ta'anit, of your group, of your tzibur, then the entire tzibur, the entire ta'anit, finished. Goodbye. Let's see. So the understanding is what? When you bring the chelbena, when you combine it with the rest of the group, it's reach nichoach yishel Hashem. It's a beautiful, beautiful smell to Hashem. Beautiful smell. Alone, woo, smells horrible. When you combine it with the other 10, beautiful. Reach nichoach yishel Hashem. Hashem gets a nachat ruach out of the smell of the ketoret. Out of the smell of the ketoret. So the Gemara continues. All the Sfarim learn out from this Gemara that we see that if you look at another Jew, and he's one of the Poshei Yisrael, and you look at him, and you say, he smells really bad. So true, if you consider him the only Jew in the world, he does smell bad. But once you include him in Am Yisrael, in Klal Yisrael, not only does he not smell bad, it's a beautiful smelling neshama. And not only that, we need him in our nation, in order for our nation to be complete. He's required. We need him. It's not like for example, you know, when I was in elementary school, we used to play football. Okay? During recess, we played two-hand touch football. Okay? So there are two captains. Baruch Hashem, I was always one of the captains. Hashem, Baruch Hashem.
Why are you here? Why don't you read that
song? Good point.
Where's the
Yamadan? So the problem is, you know, I have first, you have next two, however it works, there's one guy left over. Okay? So what does a guy with no neshama say? We don't need him, we'll play without him. But what do you mean? It's not fair teams. You have nine and we have eight. No, it's okay. We'll play with that. We don't need him. Why? Because adding him onto our team is going to mess things up for us. Right? He's going to, when he's on defense, he's going to take the person and he's not fast enough to play with him and he doesn't want to move his hands, doesn't want to move his feet, can't jump. He has really bad hand-eye coordination. He's going to mess things up for us. Therefore, we'd rather play without him. It's not how it works with Am Yisrael. Each and every single neshama, that even though they may seem bad and bad smelling and bad like Poshe Yisrael, they're needed, they're necessary. And that's how you have to look at every Jew. You have to look at every Jew like he's a beautiful neshama. He's coming, he's not coming out.
Huh? The lights help me, in my opinion.
Look at the lights. Okay, when it decides to come, it's going to come. That's how you have to look at every single Jew. Let's look at Pirkei Avot. Pirkei Avot is a famous perek, famous Mishnah. Hillel Omer. Heve mitalmidav shel Aharon. Ohev shalom, rodef shalom. Ohev et habriyot, umkarvan latorah. Become one of the Talmidim of Aaron HaKohen. Why? Aaron HaKohen was Ohev Shalom, he loved peace, Verodev Shalom, he chased after peace. Ohev Et HaBriyot, he loved mankind, Umkarban LaTorah. What does that mean? Let's see the Tosfot Yom Tov, commentary on the Mishnah. Tosfot Yom Tov says, what does it mean, Ohev Et HaBriyot? He said, Lefi Shehem, Briyotav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, I don't care that he's a sinner. I don't care that he has a track record. I don't care that he has baggage. Aaron HaKohen looked at another Jew and he said, "Briotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu." He's one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. Lefichach ra'uy shetehavim. Therefore, for that fact alone, I have to love him. V'gam shetia ahava mizeh hapanim v'lo mipanim acharim. And also that the love should be, we have to be the Talmidim of our own. That when we love another Jew, it should be natural. It shouldn't be for other reasons, ulterior motives. Kegon mipnei hana'a hamagia lecha mehem. Not because your friend is rich and he drives a nice car and you want to drive in his car. Not because your friend is, you know, whatever, popular, and you wanna be with him so that, you know, people see that, oh, you're friends with him, and not for other reasons, for your own pleasure.
That's just for God. That
for the reason alone that you love him because he's a Jew. That's why. That's Aaron HaKohen. That's Aaron HaKohen. Heve mitalmidav shel Aaron. That's Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen looked at other Jews like beautiful, pure neshamot. Pure neshamot. Ah, but what are you talking about? He's a sinner. No. What do you mean he's a chelbena? He's poshe Yisrael. Aaron HaKohen said, I don't care. Briotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I love him without any unconditional. It's an unconditional love, Aaron HaKohen would say. So now we could tie everything back together. Now we could go full circle. Ketoret was used as the tool to be mevarer who the right one is. Is it Korach or is it Aaron HaKohen? On one hand, on one side, you have Korach. And Korach, by definition, what did he want to cause in Am Yisrael? Separation. Separation, separation. They are deserving, you are not deserving. We are better, you're worse. Love, hate, love, hate. That's Korach. What was Aaron HaKohen? Heve mitalmidav shel Aaron. Ohev shalom, rodef shalom. Like the Tosafot Yom Tov says, Briotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Briotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Briotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mankind. Beautiful neshama. A beautiful Jew. That's what Aaron HaKohen said. It only makes sense, Rabotai, full circle. It only makes sense. that the way Aaron HaKohen was chosen to be the Kohen Gadol was through what? Through Ketoret. Because the whole concept of Ketoret is what? Is Achad Asar Samanim Ayuba. There are 11 spices. And one of them is Chelbena. Very bad smelling spice. But when it's combined with the other 10 spices, it's a beautiful smelling spice. It's the concept that when you look at another Jew, you don't say he's Poshe Yisrael. You don't say, ooh, he's a bad smelling Jew. You don't say, I don't want to hang out with him. You say, he's a beautiful, pure neshama. Beautiful neshama. That's Aaron HaKohen. That's Habemi Talmudav Shel Aaron. And that's why the Ketoret was, Dafka the Ketoret was used by the Maaseh of Korach. Dafka the Ketoret was used to determine who the right Kohen Gadol would be. Because to be a Kohen Gadol, you need to what? You need to love Jews unconditionally. You need to love Jews without any reason. Only that type of person could go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur and receive atonement for all of Klal Yisrael. The Tzadikim and the Rishayim. Only that person. Perhaps, maybe, I don't know, that's the Pshat in this week's Parsha as well. The Kedushat Levi says that the reason why the Parsha of the Mizbach HaKetoret was introduced in this week's Parsha, Tetzaveh, in the parasha with all the Bigdei Kuhuna, in the parasha that discussed what? Aaron HaKohen's inauguration. And it wasn't discussed in last week's parasha where it really belonged. It's because people would think to say, hey, who says Aaron HaKohen is deserving to be the Kohen Gadol? What's the answer to that question? Ketoret. That's the answer to the question. Aaron HaKohen is deserving. Because in order to be the Kohen Gadol, you have to master the Ketoret. You have to master the Achad Asar Samanim. You have to master looking at the Chelbena and viewing him as what? A pure Jew. A pure Neshama. And that only Aaron HaKohen could reach. So Be'ezrat Hashem, we should all internalize this message. And Hevemi Talmidav Shel Aaron. It doesn't say that all the Kohanim should be Talmidim of Aaron. It says everyone should be Talmidav Shel Aaron. We should all be Talmidim of Aaron. Next time someone asks you, who's your Rebbe? You say, Aaron HaKohen is my Rebbe. I'm a Talmid of Aaron HaKohen. What do you mean? Because Aaron HaKohen was Ohev Shalom v'Rodef Shalom. Ohev et HaBriot v'Mkarvan LaTorah.